T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He has covered the NFL for 4 decades. He covers the Texans here in Houston for the Houston Chronicle. John McClain joining me right now. John, how are you?
I'm great. John, how are you?
I'm doing really well, John. So the CBA, let's start there. I theorized a little earlier in the show that I don't think it's a big reach when we see that if just 31 guys had changed their vote, that this thing would have gotten voted down. Do you think that the scare that we're going through right now with this coronavirus had anything to do with how some of the guys may have voted down the stretch here?
First of all, almost 500 players didn't vote at all.
Yep.
And that's pathetic. And I figured it would pass all along. I've told you that for a while because 60% of the players are making a million or less. Most of those, that percent, make the minimum. And they immediately get $100,000 raises. Plus, there's a lot of good things. I think most guys, the coronavirus really touched home when Rudy Gobert video went everywhere. And then when, let's see, who was the first sport that shut it down? The NBA.
The NBA,
I
yeah.
think most players had already voted by then. They've had a week. And that came out late last week. That seems like it came out a month ago because of so many things that have happened since the NBA did that. And so I don't think it had anything to do with it. I think it would have passed all along. I'm just sorry after everything Eric Winston, DeMarre Smith, the executive committee did, that so many players did not even vote. You used to have to fill out a form. Now you can do it electronically, so it's just ridiculous. And that's one reason NFL owners run football instead of the union, is the players are never united. They snipe at each other, rip each other apart publicly now that they can do it on social media, and that's why the NFL owners will always rule their sport.
Are you surprised how close the vote was, John?
I was, but it was, what, 60? But I'm really surprised so many players elected not to vote. That was stunning to me, considering everything was at stake for this 11 years because it goes into effect this year, you know, not the 17th game, but the playoffs and immediate, and no two guys you can tag anymore. So it's really an 11-year deal.
Yeah, that's true. They're kind of basically ripping up this last year of the deal. John McClain joining me on CBS Sports Radio. John, what do you think that 17th game is going to look like?
For a while, Sean, I heard they were trying to play at neutral sites, and then I think what we've seen speculated on, you know, half the league's going to get an extra home game. I think it'd be great if they did play at some extra neutral sites, like another game maybe in Mexico City, play a game in Germany, Canada, maybe if some college stadiums were interested, but I don't think that's the way it's going to come down. But really, we don't know. It's not taking place this year. It may not take place in 2021, and I'm guessing it's going to be 2022 before they get around to it, and they've got a lot of time to go over it and work with the union on it before they implement it.
Do you like the extra playoff team added to each conference?
I do, Sean, because I remember every time I've been covering this league a long time, and every time they increase the playoff format, there's a lot of naysayers say you're watering down the product. I haven't seen that much. And so as far as the NFL, so I think it's great because with an extra game, that would keep several more fan bases fired up, A lot of talk shows got stuff to talk about locally instead of just nationally. If their team's still in it, newspapers, website, anything that generates more interest and excitement, I think is good for the fans and the NFL.
John McClain joining me on CBS Sports Radio. John, we'll get to free agency in just a second. What's your take on the impact that the coronavirus is having on the draft process for teams, and what do you think is going to happen ultimately with the entire draft process, from these pro days to visits to the date of the draft and so forth?
I think they'll move it way back. Hub Arkush, Pro Football Weekly, was the first report. 2 days ago, they scrapped Vegas, and they're going to, I think Hub said they'll have it in New York, conference calls. Hard to believe, but that's the way they used to do it. And so I don't know how they'll handle the visits, not just the pro days, but the visits to the stadium from 30 prospects. You have a local pro day where local players could come in and show what they got. And so there's a lot of things to be worked out. And I don't think that we'll see the draft before, you know, I'm guessing it could be the end of May, 1st of June. It used to be later than that. It used to be during the season when they would have draft. Most people don't know that because they're not as old as I am. And so there's a lot of ways they can do it. But that's something they'll have to work out. I'm sure, based on this CBA, that the union, they don't have to be working with them. But I'm guessing the NFL wants to work closely with the union, because this new CBA, Sean, is a great deal for the NFL owners.
John McClain joining me on the show. John, do you think the environment that we're operating in right now, you know, the coronavirus, the effect that it's having on the draft, it looks like free agency is going to start as normal. Do you think any of this stuff is going to affect the overall strategy of teams in any way this offseason?
There will always be teams that are ahead of other teams and looking for advantages. What they do now is what they used to do. They work the phones. They look, you know, that if you've got a scout and he is say been scouting LSU for years, he's going to have people in LSU's offices, secretary, strength guys, rehab guys, people that he calls for information about players besides just the coaches. They have practice film, game film, combine film, but it's where you really have to work the phones. And in this case, you could work electronically with email, trying to gather every piece of information. I tell you what, it's saving a lot of people a lot of money, not spending money on travel. I say that, and that's costing a lot of people money too. I came back from Palm Beach, Florida this morning, and I left early, but my flight had a lot of empty seats on it. The airport wasn't very crowded, and I think we're going to see more and more people once they get home staying home, as they should, because that's the way you get a grip on it. But they can still scout. Just do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, watch it on film, I suppose.
Watch film.
Yep, that's right. John.
Sorry, no more film, tape, sorry.
Or YouTube or whatever it is, Huddle, all these different websites. John McClain joining me on the show. John, Ryan Tannehill, you do some radio up in Nashville. Ryan Tannehill signs a 4-year, $118 million deal, or at least agrees to it, on the anniversary of the day that he was traded for a 4th and a 7th round pick to the Tennessee Titans. It's really an amazing story when you take it in its totality. What are your thoughts on Ryan Tannehill's new deal?
They were never interested in Tom Brady. They never tried to squelch it because the more people talked about Brady and Mike Vrabel, the more they thought maybe that'll help him get Tannehill. For a guy that had a great 3 quarters of the season, you talk about timing. He should be an example to every quarterback's about to go out on the open market. If you can't get a big contract for a starting job, try to get somewhere where you might have a chance to play and prove yourself. And his predecessor, Marcus Mariota, would be a great example of that. But Tannehill played great. He helped him win 2 playoff games on the road at Baltimore and New England. He deserved to be rewarded. And now they've been trying to sign him all along. Now, of course, they're turning their attention to Derrick Henry. They don't want to have to franchise him. He doesn't want to be franchised. That's what, $10 million a year? So they're working feverishly to try to sign him, but they're not letting him get away.
So what do you think happens with Brady now?
I think it's going to be New England. There's reports that Bruce Arians is all in. Bruce will have to change his offense. He can't have those 5 and 7 step drops throwing the ball down the field. But at his age, he's already retired once. Maybe he thinks this would be a good way to go out, teaming up with Brady for a couple of years. Won't surprise me at all if he goes back to New England, but they're going to have a comparable contract. He's not going to take less to go back, or we wouldn't be going through all this. I never saw him going to the Chargers because their offensive line's awful. He's got to have protection. He could lose two of his offensive linemen with the Patriots, who have less offensive talent than most teams. I always thought the Raiders would be ideal. But according to John Gruden and Mike Mayock, they're moving ahead with Derek Carr.
Okay. Well, there you go. John McClain joining me on CBS Sports Radio. John, two other quick ones I want to hit you with. Your thoughts on Calais Campbell traded for a fifth-round pick to the Baltimore Ravens.
A great deal for Campbell because he got a new contract and he'll feel loved. And he goes from a terrible team to a Super Bowl contender. You know, he's an example of how a lineman that stays in shape and is in a good system and is lucky when it comes to injuries, how long he can play. You know, there's a lot of other guys that have hit 30 in the defensive line. People act like they can't play anymore and they should follow Campbell's lead. That's a tremendous deal for the Ravens. And John Harbaugh and the Jaguars just continue to unload veterans at a time when a coach and GM seem to be coaching for their jobs.
Last one, Bradley Roby, it looks like, is going to be coming back to the Texans on a 3-year deal.
And I think the total package, if he earns everything, is being reported as 36. I don't think that is the regular deal. But when the Texans went to Indianapolis, started talking to agents, oops, let's see, they must have done it through carrier pigeon because you can't talk to agents legally from other players. I think they saw, got word in the wind, that the agents for those free agent contracts corners was going to be astronomical. As you know, being in here in Houston, Roby played well when he was healthy. Now this makes that not a priority position, but I still think they will draft a corner in the second or third round.
John, I appreciate the time. Look forward to catching up with you this week back here in Houston.
John, welcome back, and glad you had a great honeymoon.
Thank you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.